Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. During a two-day pretrial hearing for Adam Fravel in Winona, prosecutors presented witness and expert testimony to demonstrate a pattern of abuse in his relationship with Madeline Kingsbury. Multiple witnesses testified about the couple's relationship, indicating that Kingsbury often exhibited behavior consistent with a victim of spousal abuse. Fravel is facing multiple counts of murder in connection with Kingsbury's death, and his trial is scheduled to begin in Mankato October 7th. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is in Minneapolis, highlighting lower health care costs for Minnesota seniors under the Biden-Harris administration. Regional Director Michael Cabanargi says changes could be made under a new administration.
This is life-changing, but this is also market-changing because by February 1st of next year, HHS will select 15 more drugs covered by Medicare Part D to negotiate in 2027. 2028, we're going to negotiate 15 more drugs, and then every year after that, 20 more drugs.
Last month, the Biden-Harris administration announced lower prices for 10 of the highest cost, most popular drugs taken by Medicare beneficiaries. Minnesota pig farmers are heading to Washington, D.C. to urge Congress to pass a farm bill. Lauren Cervic with Minnesota Pork Producers Association says this is a critical time.
Between now and the election, there's only about 2 work weeks out in D.C., and so we've had a good August recess of connecting with our elected officials. But the key message we'll share with them when we see them out in D.C. now will be the need for a farm bill. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Cervic adds pork producers want the new farm bill to provide a federal solution for Proposition 12, invest in trade promotion programs, and support foreign animal disease preparedness and response efforts.
Funding for that, including the Beagle Brigade, so keeping our ports of entry clean and clear of products that could infect our food and livestock in this country. And so really critical time to be going out there, especially ahead of the election.
The current farm bill extension expires at the end of the month, and Cervic says she expects another short-term extension so lawmakers can hopefully finish the legislation during the lame duck session. After a years-long study on bigmouth buffalo, a native Minnesotan species regarded as a rough fish, found a more than 60-year generation gap since any last major events, the University of Minnesota Duluth is looking to boost conservation. Lead author Alec Lackman says the fish are successfully migrating and breeding and have adapted to live longer lives, but the young aren't surviving, hence the generation gap.
It's important that those adults are able to stick around, so they can bridge these gaps that might occur, basically have the opportunity at that time to then reproduce and subsequently recruit.
Lackman says because of the ample evidence that bigmouth buffalo is vulnerable, a precautionary approach is immediately needed and the unlimited and unregulated kill fishery must be closed. Target Field in Minneapolis has been given a federal anti-terrorism safety designation. This means that the ballpark will have increased protection against terrorist attacks. The Twins and Target Field will have limited liability in the event of an attack, as the federal government has vetted the ballpark's security measures. Target Field is the 12th Major League Baseball stadium to receive this designation. This is MNN.